Mr. Harwell and Mr. Hunt will have a chance to get better acquainted in 3 minutes of question and answer.
Thank you. Mr. Hunt, do you believe the Bible is the literal word of God?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe the Bible has many mistakes in it?
I don't believe it has any mistakes in it.
Tell me, sir, which version of the Bible is it that has no errors? Is it the King James, Knox, Revised Standard, Amplified, Phillips? Which one?
Well, if you're trying to say that they mean different things, if you will compare Scripture with Scripture, you're not going to find any contradictions, but go ahead.
We're not. So you say then that they all say the same thing based on the original Hebrew or Greek?
I'm not saying that every man's translation says exactly the same thing, no.
So then you're saying then that they're translated differently. Which is the better version or the best version? Which is the perfect version, please?
I think that the Bible is its own interpreter.
But why are there so many different versions that we can interpret?
Well, if you know anything about languages, which I presume you do, there are not exact translations from one language to another. There are words that are synonymous, that have the same meaning, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, obviously then there are mistakes. Next question I have. If there aren't mistakes, why are there so many different versions? Obviously, if someone disagreed. Let me ask another question. Second question, please. Mr. Hunt, do you believe that Jesus was God?
I don't believe that he was God. He is God. He always is God.
Okay. Thank you. Was Jesus God because God dwelled in him?
Jesus is God because of himself. He is God. Not because of anybody else. He is the I Am of the Old Testament.
Okay, do you believe that God also fills the heaven and the earth?
That's what God says, so I'll believe it.
Then do you believe that Jesus, that God stopped filling the heaven and the earth when he went inside Jesus? I'm trying to understand how we have, you say that God is spirit, and we have the man Jesus, who is a man, who died, and he was God. I'm trying to understand here your concepts are on Jesus. God fills the heaven and the earth, and yet we have the man Jesus. Did God stop filling the heaven and the earth to dwell in Jesus?
I don't understand what you're trying to drive at. We have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons who comprise one God. And Jesus is God, the Father is God, the Holy Spirit is God. Jesus became a man. Now, if you're going to ask me to explain entirely what this means, I can't. I don't know what gravity is. I don't know what intelligence is. I don't know what energy is. I can't explain God, much less can I explain God becoming man, but it's not illogical, and I know it was necessary for us to be saved, and I believe it.
Then if you can't explain God, why are you here this evening trying to explain God to all these people? Why are we having this debate? If you can't explain God, we can show from the Bible what God was, but it doesn't seem to me that you understand God very well.
Okay, thank you.
On that note, we'll take a 5-minute stretch break.